Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to a middle-aged mini number 3. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Are you excited?
Oh,
for our third mini?
Have I ever been excited? This is my first time. I'm super excited. You always know I am.
I'm mini excited.
You're mini excited.
You're mini excited.
Mini.
Yeah. It's just kind of cool. We have our number.
Number three. Baby, a little baby mini. Number three.
Yeah. Baby number three. So cute.
I can't say what number two, number three work for.
That's right.
What does number three work for? What is number three? Ooh.
So, yeah. So, creepies, thanks for joining us for another mini episode. And, let's get right into it, Sean.
We jump right into it. Now,
yeah, we don't mess around.
I haven't gotten to do as many, like, wait a minute, hold on. Before we go further, I have to stop the show for a second. Now, I did promise somebody a little something. I know we don't do shout-outs on this thing, but Ella told me this morning, since I'm doing so much podcasting, she was okay with me going as long as I mentioned her. So I've mentioned her. I said, what do you want me to mention? She's like, I don't know, just mention me. So I mentioned her, and Claire made me Leonard. So she made me lunch and dinner. So I called it Leonard.
Leonard.
She said, here, I made you lunch. I said, you made me Leonard because this
Dutch.
Is going to... Yeah, there you go. That too. And then one other quick shout out. We had a...
By the way, happy birthday, Claire.
Happy birthday, yesterday. Claire, yesterday. Yes, yeah. That was yesterday.
Happy birthday.
She turned 12, so whoop, whoop. Yeah. One more year before teenager number two, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Good luck on that.
And we just had a student rotate through. He was a PTA, so a physical therapy assistant, and his name is Tim. He knows who he is. So hi, Tim. He is a listener. He is a
cool.
Yeah, he loves our podcast. I'm going to say loves.
So he's a creepy.
I'm going to put words in his mouth and say loves. He is a creepy. He's a listener.
He loves us.
He does. He really does. And he's an amazing guy. So I can't say enough good about him. It's not just because he was our student, but he really wasn't my student. He was the girl I work with, Michelle, her student. But he's also a podcaster. I know he's very humble about it, but he has a podcast. You can listen on Spotify. It's called The Assistant to the PT. And he is a fan of The Office, so that is a little fun in there. But his is our educational, and I told him he should continue to do those and make more podcasts. I think they're a fantastic tool for physical therapists to use, and he just has a very calming way about him, and he's going to be a fantastic therapist, but I just wanted to shout out to him.
Well, good. I'm glad you mentioned his podcast, too.
So I did,
it's called Assistant to the PT.
The Assistant to the PT, and you can find it on Spotify.
Nice.
His name is Tim. He's just a super cool guy.
Very
he
cool.
Really is. So, Tim, this is your shout out. I told you I was going to. After he left, I said, now I feel comfortable saying it, because while you're a student there, I shouldn't, you know, put you on a podcast.
But very good. I hope he...
Now I can.
Hope he does great on his podcast.
He's going to do amazing as a therapist, and hopefully he continues to do podcasts.
No, I don't care about the therapist part. I mean,
the
podcaster.
Help people, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah. But then you podcast. Yeah. So.
No, very cool. Okay.
Hey, Tim. So our mini subject today is Blackbeard's Ghost. And I don't know if anybody knows this. We've mentioned this before, but Todd is a huge pirate guy.
I am.
And all the letters, right?
Yeah. No, I do. I've always loved pirates.
So we're going to jump in, and there's a lot to this Blackbeard, but we've only got so much time to talk about it. So I'll set the stage just slightly, and then we'll just jump into talking about it. So the most terrifying ghost story to come out of North Carolina, and it's truly chilling. What do you think of that? How's that for a setup, right?
No kidding.
So for two entire years, the notorious pirate Blackbeard and his crew terrorized the waters between North Carolina and the Caribbean, attacking and pillaging ships passing through. Stories of pirates' brutality range from cutting off fingers on ship passengers who didn't remove their rings fast enough, all the way to feeding body parts to the circling sharks below. In 1718, troops were sent down from Virginia to North Carolina to put a stop to Blackbeard's reign of terror. The troops and Blackbeard came face to face in a bloody battle around Ocracoke Inlet, which was known as Teach's Hole after Blackbeard's given name Edward Teach, because it is one of the pirates' favorite places to anchor, or it was. During the conflict, the entire pirate crew was killed or captured. Blackbeard himself was shot and stabbed multiple times before he actually died. Then the lieutenant in charge, John Maynard, demanded that the pirate's head be cut off and threw his body into the water. Even then, the pirate put up a fight. Witnesses claim that Blackbeard's headless body swam around Maynard's ship three times before sinking into the depths below. As a final act to signify his victory, Maynard hung Blackbeard's head from the ship's bow sprite. Bow sprite? Before it sailed back to Virginia. To this day, it's said that Blackbeard's ghost still haunts Teach's Hole. Many claim to have seen a headless entity wandering the beaches looking for its head. Others say you can hear a ghostly voice calling in the wind on stormy nights, calling out, "Where's my head?" I had to do the little pirate voice there. Arr.
I like it. So Teach is how you pronounce it, because his name was Edward Teach.
Uh-huh.
Correct?
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure if it was... Yeah, I thought it was Teach's just Teach.
Yeah. Teach's Hole.
Tetch or Tech.
I don't know. As far as I know, it's Teach.
It looks
like
it's spelled like that.
It's whatever you want it to be, Tom.
I'm going
to
call him Teach.
You're the pirate guy.
Eddie Teach.
So what do you think about the witnesses? How accurate do you think that is?
Seeing him swim around three times?
I'd like to see that myself.
And then I would be, yeah.
Can you imagine if everybody back then had iPhones and they were all like recording and like, see, it really happened.
Yeah.
It happened just that way.
Put on TikTok and Instagram.
And
chickens do that.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, they do.
And they run around with like.
Well,
like
it's funny. It's funny that you mention that. There's a story,
sorry,
and I don't.
I'm laughing.
There's a story.
That's pretty bad. Laughing at my own.
There's a story, and I don't remember the name of the chicken, but there is stories of a chicken that got his head just cut off just right, and he lived for quite a while after without a head. And they fed him with a dropper, and I can't remember his name, but. It's quite the story.
So yeah, I remember that.
I remember
hearing that.
But even and under normal circumstances, if they still got some life in them, they run around without heads for a while before they die.
Yeah, that's kind of that's creepy.
So a pirate, if a chicken can do it, a pirate can do
it. I don't know truly, like, that's a great story. That's a great visual.
Mm-hmm.
if whether it happened or didn't, but yeah. But what's cool about it is he was a real dude, real pirate, Blackbeard.
Right.
Edward
mm-hmm.
Teach.
Yep.
And I didn't know a whole lot about him, really. And so when I was doing research, what I found fascinating was they had said that when he'd go into battle, he strapped multiple pistols and multiple mm-hmm. cutlasses to his body.
Yeah.
And then they said the most frightening of all, he wove the fuses into his beard and lit them on fire as he stormed a ship or whatever.
I had a feeling you might want to talk about that. Cool. Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
That
oh, yeah.
So cool.
It put the fear of God into you, right?
Yeah, you see that coming at you. You're like, oh yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought that was really neat. But no, I knew very little about Blackbeard. So this was kind of a fun character to research and talk about. So
I think all pirates were characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That lifestyle, mm-hmm. just yeah. I don't know, and I love the outfits.
You talked about wanting to be. You would be totally on board with being on board, right?
Yes.
I can't.
Walk
I don't know.
The plank.
I would have. Yeah. I'd like to like kind of see it in his story. You know, like go back and see it for a minute or
it
two.
Would be.
But to live that way, I'm not sure I could have done that.
No.
It's not a pirate's life for me. Is what.
Not a pirate's life for you. Yeah.
You don't want to be stuck on a boat smelling body odor.
No.
And eating maggot-infested biscuits.
I was just going to say, the stuff they ate and ugh.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. See, we're
painting this.
Yeah, painting the real picture for you.
No, like, Chick-fil-A or anything?
There's no Chick-fil-A.
No White Castle. I don't know. What do you think about, Nate? What do you think about that little lore of his body swimming around?
I don't know. It's pretty wild. I mean... The ships were pretty big. I mean, not as big as any modern ship, but, I mean, that's a feat in itself. If his body was headless, to swim around the ship three times.
Yeah. It's not a boat.
With a head. Let's see, if he's shot and stabbed and mortally wounded over and over again, that would be amazing for him to be able to swim at all, let alone, you know. So
right.
I think it was probably more like his men were like, yeah, he went down in a blaze of glory.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably to immortalize him, honestly. I mean, he was immortal when he wanted to be feared and revered and... You know, be a superhuman almost kind of thing. So that's probably just why they want to keep his lore alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or it's totally true. Maybe it actually did happen. You never know.
I mean,
I was sold.
He's doing the backstroke.
Yeah, exactly. You go there. Yeah, I wonder if you could still see him like going around. You never know.
Yeah. And what was it? The here. What is it? What is he? Where's my head? you know.
Where's my head?
Yeah, that's what he says. That's what his ghost
now,
says.
Now that I can buy more
Where's
into.
Where's my head?
Than the swimming around three times.
Well, how do you know it's Blackbeard if he is headless?
That's what I want to know. I don't know. It was up on the ship for a minute. I don't know. It's kind of like Vlad the Impaler, right?
I guess
like,
you just assume.
That's the
story.
Hey,
is he missing his head? Yeah. Okay, that's Blackbeard. That's Eddie Teach.
Yeah. Eddie Teach.
I guess. I don't know, Nate. That's a good question.
Yeah. Okay, I would say it. He learned his lesson? Mm. Did he? Did he not? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's a play on
words. He won't be doing it again.
No, no kidding.
Yeah. I really do like the pirate. I don't know. Pirates.
Do you have any? This is putting you on the spot, but do you have any other favorite pirates? Are there like? I know we joked about Long John Silver, but
I love Long John Silver.
I love me some Long John Silver. But do you have any other favorite pirates? It's just the mystique of mm-hmm. pirate life,
the right? look, mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. and they're I don't know what they are. Yeah, the ships and storming the ships and the battles and the I don't know.
You like that old time pirate because I mean I
oh
I know
yeah
you know
yeah
that
yeah yeah
pirates still exist
oh yeah
and now that well
oh, yeah
we got
modern pirate
the modern pirates still exist.
What was that movie with Tom Hanks when they their ship got the cargo ship
yeah
got
the cargo the, ship
that's
yeah.
a true story yeah. And, yeah. and the guys here in Terre Haute at the federal prison
mm-hmm.
the one that said I'm your captain now
mm-hmm.
that's not how he sounded but
it's similar.
I'm still in captain. I'm still in Blackbeard. I am your captain. No, that's no. But yeah, oh, yeah.
Pick the right character.
Still,
right?
Yeah, there's still pirates. Yeah. No, I want the old time. I'm talking 1700s, 1600s.
I'm just saying you could get a little taste of piratry. I don't know if that's a real word.
Nah.
By going on with it. No, modern day pirates.
Not modern day. Yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
No. And another thing. And I knew this before we got into the research. I heard this on, I think, another podcast or something. I had no idea that they were so prevalent in the South Carolina, North Carolina area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You always think about just the Caribbean or...
And I just know that from, like, the Blackbeard stuff.
Or
I don't know
wherever. But
yeah, real heavy on that, but that is kind of interesting, mm-hmm. isn't it? Yeah.
I'm like, oh, interesting. South Carolina, North Carolina. Okay, yeah.
Was that movie Captain Phillips?
Captain Phillips, thank you.
Yep.
I'm your captain now. So that was a good movie, by the way.
Would you walk the plank?
Well, I guess if I had to. Yeah. I mean,
you'd be
sword.
Like giggling, yeah. like, yay, I get to walk the plank. Wait a minute. It's a bad thing.
And then I would jump or I'd dive and I'd say, what was my score? And
you'd be eight.
They don't let you back on the ship,
8.2.
I think.
I had a minimal splash.
In the good old days, they don't let you back on the ship.
No, they don't do
it. And they make sure it's shark infested waters, probably,
yeah,
right?
That'd be my, yeah. Yeah, that walking the plank thing.
You'd be like, yeah, they don't really. No, I'm too grimy.
Captain Hook, so.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good story. Wow.
I could join Captain Hook and his men, or, like, that would be. That's fun. That's a Disney kind of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's always a Disney fantasy, but yeah.
We watched Hook many a time.
Oh, my God.
The Boom Box.
Yes.
You know, that pirate that was Glenn Close.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Robin Williams is amazing in that.
We've
talked about Robin Williams before, but I miss him. But that is one of his best movies. I love him in that.
Our kids and I, we've watched that several times. So,
I was going to talk about to bring up the we were talking about walking the plank. You guys know what the keel hauled is? You remember that? Pirates did. I don't think it was just pirates. There was other people on the ship, but where they would tie you to and they would. You would or be chained or roped or whatever,
and they
put you around until you drown mm-hmm. around the hull of the ship and just go over and over and over again. That sounds awful. I mean, there's some that awful does. Ways to go.
That's sort of like waterboarding.
Yeah, right. And that's
just a slow, miserable.
So, Todd, would you like to do the keel haul?
No.
And how fast or slow would I just have to. I'm never. Hopefully, never going to have to see what a keel haul would be like. But I wonder how it's like
right.
super fast. Like, hey right. guys, we got stuff to do. Let's do this like double time.
Does it look like a mouse on a
it's like
old treadmill thing?
Or do you do it super slow so it takes a long? It's like more enjoyable. I don't know.
I bet probably both. Yeah, several ways.
It
depends on how treacherous they were and mean. I could see Blackbeard doing it. Like, let's do it slow.
Let's do it nice and slow. Make sure the sharks really get a good smell of them. Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't want to be a pirate anymore.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to talk you out of it.
I would be the one doing all that stuff. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I find this character fascinating, Blackbeard. Mm-hmm. I mean, see, he was born in 1680. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, that is a long time ago.
In Bristol, It was called Bristol Kingdom of England, is what the technical.
Bristol, huh?
Bristol. And then, but he had a short run, though.
But
1716 to 1718.
But as a pirate, that's probably pretty good.
Yeah,
you'd think if you got through one little skirmish, you're probably doing pretty good.
Yeah, I bet they didn't last too long, I don't think.
Yeah. So 2 years could be like 20.
So do you think, this is, there's all kind of cool things with pirates and their treasure. I won't call it their booty, but oops,
booty.
I just did. The booty. buried treasure and all that kind of stuff. There may still be treasure left behind from him.
Could be.
There's talk about that and people looking for it and trying to find it.
Is that what they're looking for at Oak Island?
Uh-huh. Well, I think so. Well,
no, I don't know.
They do have those stories of like, and I don't know where some of that money comes. I don't know if that's pirates or not, but there's all kind of
hidden treasure,
conspiratorial hidden treasures around everywhere, I think. But yeah, let's get a shovel. But yeah, it's not easy. Yeah, Oak Island's an interesting one. We got to cover that. That should be a good mini or even a full one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so there's pirate treasure around. That's like that. Did you guys ever see the movie? Or there's a book too, obviously an old book, The Count of Monte Cristo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a movie. That's got some good piratry in it too, and treasure. So that's what makes me think. You know, it's a story, but it makes me think of like the quintessential treasure story. You know,
Jim Caviezel.
Oh, he did amazing. Yeah, he was really cool.
That's some good humor, and then good, just good actors.
It's long. But it's worth it.
Oh, it's great.
To watch. It's a great story.
Oh, yes.
I've never read the book, but I'm sure it's a great book to read, too. But
right.
But, he did amazing on that.
What? So he was, what did we say? Like, he was in the Americas. He was in the West Indies.
Mm-hmm.
And they said in the Gulf of Mexico.
Not the West Indies.
There's
a huge difference there.
Yeah.
He might have been. I don't know about that. But
it could have been.
That's the other side of this story we may not want to cover.
Right. I don't know. Yeah.
We've mentioned off of the microphones that I have been known to be the groundhog on Groundhog's Day with Bill Murray. Right. And so that every once in a while I just drive this off into a ditch. So you're welcome. Let's get out of the ditch, right?
Yeah. No, that's okay. I just wanted to say that Blackbeard had earned the nickname El Gran Diablo, which means the Great Devil.
Ooh, that's good.
Hmm. Well, that's a good nickname.
Well, and it's because of the fire in his beard, right?
Yeah, El Gran Diablo.
That's awesome.
The Great Devil.
Do you want to be remembered as something like that, like a cool name we can put on your tombstone, or just Todd?
Just Todd.
Todd. Todd the podcaster.
Middle-aged creeped out. He died old and creeped out, hopefully. Yeah.
Old and creeped out, yeah.
Old and creeped. That's why we're going to, when we keep doing this 30 years later, we'll be old.
Old and creeped out.
Or do we go elderly and creeped out?
Elder. Decrepit. Let's go to.
Old aged and creeped out. Well, I'm that way now. I'm middle aged and decrepit and creeped out. Yeah.
Yeah, we had to stretch between these recordings here.
Oh, man.
I'm feeling it.
my hips, my back.
We already got to be planning for like the marketing for something like that, right?
Yeah, we got to make
arthritis cream. We're our sponsor.
Are there any arthritis cream? Any physical fitness equipment that want to sponsor our show?
There you go, Walkers and Kings.
I will definitely use your products. What else about good old Blackbeard?
What I can see is
we got a few more minutes.
They say that he's most certainly the most famous pirate of all time.
Yeah, I would agree.
So yeah, if anybody, you have to name.
I'm looking at a list of pirates. You know. I remembered there was a female pirate. I can't remember who it is, and she's on this list. Anne Bonny.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive because, like it says under her little description, of it's predominantly a male society. So she's one of the few females.
Right.
You got to be ruthless to be a female and do that.
A chance to be a pirate. Yeah. That's. Yeah, I have heard of her. I haven't really delved into her history, but
Calico Jack.
Calico Jack.
Yeah.
Who are some other ones I haven't really? Yeah, who else you got their name?
Charles Vane.
Checky Vane, yeah. No, I have no idea.
Benjamin Hornigold. Bartholomew Roberts. Some of these are not very piratey of names, but.
Yeah, you got like Blackbeard.
Yeah, Blackbeard. Edward England. Another female, Grace O'Malley.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's related to Sally O'Malley on Saturday Night Live. I'm 50. I kick, stretch, and kick. What years do they give some years next to her?
No.
So it's okay.
I think I can click on them and tell me more about them.
Same.
Another female, Mary Reed.
Oh, another.
Said that this girl spent most of her life pretending to be a man. She was treated as a woman only on one occasion.
She's a man, baby.
She's a man.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
What was her name? Mary Reed?
Yeah.
Mary Reed.
R-E-A-D.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Reed.
Hmm.
William Kidd.
That one sounds familiar, but yeah. I'm not sure if I'm just because of Billy the Kid.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Hmm.
There's a, I don't know if you guys, the Blackbeard's flag, do you know anything about that?
No.
This says, the most prominent symbol for piracy in popular culture is a black flag decorated with the infamous, it looks like this, by the way. If you guys want to look at it, you guys can look
at
it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yes, yes, yes.
And, so the most prominent symbol for piracy in popular culture is a black flag decorated with the infamous skull and crossbones. This flag has been used within the mythos of pirates, both real and fictional, for over 300 years. With the expansive mythology surrounding piracy, and particularly Blackbeard, it is worthwhile to look deeper into this iconic flag and its connections to the infamous pirate. Long before the modern age of radio, messaging flags were the primary and most important means of communication and identification between ships at sea. Experienced seamen could typically identify ships of all seafaring nations solely by the colors flying at their mastheads or ensign staffs. In many cultures around the globe, the color black is associated with notions of death. Pirates played upon this idea and adopted the black flag as their personal standard. Red or bloody flags were also used to communicate no quarter to enemies and were used interchangeably with black. This not only made pirates instantly recognizable to both their victims and to each other, it also helped instill a sense of fear in all sailors, which is not too... That's not a humongous surprise, is it?
Right.
No.
It's kind of what they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a different looking flag. I thought, yeah. I didn't know anything about it until doing the research.
This is kind of, it says, in addition to the colors of the flags, pirates also used iconography, to convey fear. They drew upon Christian religious symbols commonly found on gravestones, art, and manipulated these to meanings to give them new implications in a maritime context. The skeleton or king of death, grim reaper, skull, motif, or death's head, crossbones, hourglass, dart, and black color all suggested mortality, the temporary nature of life, and the swift passage of time. Pirates played with their concepts through symbolism and expected their prey to see this and immediately surrender, or the consequences would be fatal.
Yeah.
You might have to walk the plank or get keelhauled.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they talk about Blackbeard being the most well-known pirate.
Yeah, it's like they set the tone, and when you see the ship coming with some type of intimidating flag that kind of tells you what you might be in store for.
Yeah.
You don't see like a little tulip on there. Yeah. That's they're definitely in the whole fear game.
Yeah.
Before they even, that's why Blackbeard put those fuses in his beard and had the pistols ready to go on his
to instill fear.
Yeah. Before they even engaged in battle. So
yeah,
pretty cool. It's good. I'm glad you brought that up though. The flag. Cause it's kind of a neat, it's a big part of the whole pirate lore.
Yeah. I think it's cool. I like the history. I tried to not overdo on the history, but it's very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfect for this talk.
Yeah, I guess, just thinking about, I guess you're right. Yeah, 2 years is probably a long time for a pirate to do his, sailing, touring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. The life of a pirate is probably, the lifespan anyway would be pretty short.
It's kind of like, like the Old West,
Yeah.
The wild, wild west, right? Well, that's probably the same thing. I mean, you didn't.
Yeah.
Probably lifespan wasn't too long.
And you knew, yeah.
Especially when you're just
going down in a blaze of glory.
And I would imagine there's probably a lot of backstabbing. Like you think this is your crew, and then.
People that would take over. Yeah. Oust the pirate, the head, the captain, and move on.
And then he says, I'm your captain now.
Yeah. That's like the movie, The Bounty. That's a good movie, too.
What is it?
The Bounty. It has Mel Gibson and Anthony Hopkins, the original. Okay. I think they remade it too, but the original was that, and it was really good.
I might have seen
that. That's called The Bounty, yeah.
Okay. I like it. I like it. Well, I think I don't have any more notes on Blackbeard's Ghost.
That was a fun little quick talk. I like it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a good choice. That was Sean's choice, so.
Blame me.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
So, yeah, if you don't have anything else to say, I definitely don't. Hope you listeners enjoyed it. So,
I think that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thanks for joining us again for a Middle Age Mini number 3. And I hope you enjoyed the Blackbeard's Ghost, I should say, topic. And until next time, we'll see you.
Arrgh.